The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Here, folks, the Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 studio has arrived in Tampa, Florida. I brought the boss along, Vince Webker. Nice job on the studio, by the way.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I've never done the circular, talk table kind of thing we have going here.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. And the hot tub is going to emerge from the middle of the table. Is that how it works?
At some point.
Yeah.
You really are toughening today, aren't you?
Yeah, no, Todd. It's just, oh, man, no, live. It's so tough here. I'm so glad.
I mean, I've seen that rider in your contract and all that stuff that you require when you take these trips, but wow. It really
have to.
Pulled out all the stops for you in this one, huh?
And the weather, I mean, you hate it when it's 80 and sunny and there's palm trees and water and, the whole deal. It's just...
You poor guys, Scott.
How do they keep the ice frozen in this weather?
Wow.
Why isn't this game in Grand Forks?
That's the voice of Todd, the radio god Mitchell. I'm Scott Hennon, and Vince Webker will be with me for both shows, both days, from the Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 studio here. And Vince and I are watching like a couple of, little kids that look for the puck and want an autograph and want to give high fives to the players here, because we've seen, I think, about every Fighting Sioux player here so far. Coming by the Tampa Hilton downtown where they're staying. Coach Dane Jackson just walked by. We're right in the lobby, second floor lobby of the Tampa Hilton. It's the NCAA headquarters. And let me begin with saying something stupid about the NCAA, because I do it for a living. But do you know they have both the University of North Dakota hockey team here and the Denver Pioneers in the same hotel? I mean,
really?
This is. I mean, isn't that like? I mean, do you think that's? Vince, am I being a little
critical? High schools know better than to do that.
Well, we've only played. This will be our sixth meeting together this year. So they figured we know each other well enough that why not stay together?
Yeah, I guess so. That's what it's about now. Maybe they're well acquainted. But seriously, in a national championship weekend. I mean, that's about as tacky as you can get. I can't believe it. I posted a picture yesterday that you sent me online, and it was the merchandise. And you had Boston College, and you had Denver University, and you had Quinnipiac, and then you had the Bison. I'm not kidding. That's like you can't make it up time. Now, somebody told me later that it's like some unauthorized stand. It looked authorized to me. Did it look authorized to you?
Yes, it did.
So there again, NCAA, kind of get on it, would you, for crying out loud? Was it repaired by the end of the day? I mean, were they still selling Bison stuff, or did somebody say, hey, that's not?
Oh, they were still there.
Did you tell the guy anything? Or?
No.
Why try to? You can't fix stupid,
no,
can you? Yeah,
you can't.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right. Anyway, we have a great show planned for you. Some big political news we have to share, but I will tell you, as I warned the last couple of days, that we do have a busy show about the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux. I'm sorry, Fighting Hawks. Todd, will you? Can you determine how many times I can slip an hour? Do I have two legacy picks an hour, or do I have three?
Oh, it's all legacy, because this is an old WCHA matchup, so.
Well, that's a good point on your part. Very, very good, yeah.
So this is a legacy, game here. I say go for it.
When I do it, I'm not doing it to be cutesy. I honestly am not. It's just in my DNA. I don't know how to say it any other way. I try. I really do. I'm going to be seeing the president of the University of North Dakota a little later on today. And he is a guest of ours tomorrow. That'd be the one and only Ed Schaefer. And the new president, the incoming president, Mark Kennedy. And I better be on my best behavior, because those two have to be the guardians of the whole PC thing, So anyway, this is going to be a lot of fun. We want to thank our fine sponsors that have helped us do this. And, of course, first among them, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 for setting up our studios here. And I hope you're serious that... the hot tub will emerge from the middle of the table here before long.
It's coming.
Yeah, and we should tell folks about your new location in Bismarck. When are we going to cut that ribbon?
Well, hopefully in April. I mean, it's going to be, we're just about there. A few little details to the showroom, put a sign up, put an open sign in the door, and I think we're ready to roll.
Of course, I've been in the Kirkwood Mall for many years. but also in Grand Forks, right in front of South Forks Plaza. There again, I'm old. It's not the South Forks Plaza anymore. It's the Grand Cities Mall. But
that is correct.
Kmart, you know, on South Washington, and next to a Spitfire in West Fargo. Locations that you can find hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Advanced Business Methods, also one of our fine sponsors, Icon Architects, community-inspired, value-driven, client-focused. Speaking of them and community-inspired, are you familiar with the Icon Arena in Grand Forks? Every penny of that arena was donated, and Icon Architects did, you know, great work in getting all the charitable groups together and getting that built. And that's an example of the projects they do really nice. Thunder Seed, first in the field, Ike Bailey, a top 25 CPA firm in the nation. Midco, the official TV broadcaster of UND Hockey. Voller Insurance and Risk Management Services, they're as unique as you are. Paul Ledoux, of course, on the University of North Dakota teams. Father Jay Ledoux is one of the fine employees in the leadership at Voller Insurance, has been for many years, as well as the Voller name, of course, tied to Luke Johnson and Paul Ledoux. Both have mothers with the name Voller. So it's there's a real Voller tie, and of course they do a lot of good work. Bellarude Transport, the Valley's link to the nation since 1955. Keep on trucking. Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Army's West Sports Bar in Dickinson. If you can't be in Tampa, I'd be at Army's in Dickinson. Great place to watch UND hockey. Pro Rehab, exceptional therapy, specialized technology, accelerated healing. ProRehabFargo.com by First International Bank and Trust. Exceptional therapy. Exceptional therapy. That's right. That's what you get from those folks, and specialized technology, accelerated healing as well. Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, helping credit unions succeed. And I mentioned Advanced Business Methods as well. So all of those folks bringing us here today, and we appreciate it very much. We have coming up on the program today, if you're a Sioux hockey fan, you're in heaven. From the 87 National Championship team, we'll have three representatives here today on the program. The goaltender, Eddie Belfour. NHL legend, incredible player, also a member of that 87 National Championship team, Bob Joyce. Bobby Joyce now lives right here in Florida, and guess what? Would he miss this? Of course not. Tony Herkus, from the 97 National Championship team, Mitch Vig, a North Dakotan, which is a cool story. Ryan Beta and Ryan Hale from the 2000 team. Matt Henderson also here from the 97 team. A bunch more tomorrow, too, which is going to be a lot of fun. We have Jason Blake and Steve Johnson and Mike Commodore, Ed Schaefer, as I mentioned, Kerry Eads, Troy Murray, Brad Berry, coach of the UND hockey team himself, a former Sioux. He missed a national championship team by a sliver. See, he left and went pro and missed that, I want to say, 82 team, I think. So he missed his opportunity there. What's the first national championship team that you remember, Vince? Your favorite?
2000.
2000,
yeah.
A big one.
Yeah. I didn't move up to North Dakota until 2004.
2000 team was an incredible story, too. That's, of course, the last national championship team. So we have a lot going on. If you want to talk a little UND hockey today on the program, you want to talk to any of these players, you're welcome at 800-228-0550. I'm going to go to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. First caller from West Fargo today gets a TNT Diner certificate on us where they serve great Cloverdale products, by the way. So shout out to West Fargo. Get on the phone today and call us at 800-228-0550. Chad, what's on your mind?
You have a great program, and my office is right by TNT Diner. That'd be nice to have that. But just got a question for you. Have you ever seen such a great stable of GOP candidates for North Dakota from governor all the way down? I mean, it's just amazing, isn't it?
Great roster, you said, of Republicans all the way down?
Yes.
Yeah, no,
all the way down. I mean, my gosh, Doug Bergen, great pick for his side of it. I mean, everybody was kind of questioning, say he was pretty weak on the west side, but gosh, he just picked himself a stallion, basically.
Yeah, that's interesting. Why do you call his pick, which, by the way, if you haven't saw this yet today, big news, Doug Bergen selects for his running mate someone that's been on this program many, many, many times over the years. Right up there as one of our top 10 guests that are on the program, Brent Sanford, the mayor of Watford City. You're absolutely right. What? So tell me why you call that a great pick.
Well, the thing with Doug is basically known in Fargo. Everybody can agree with that. And on the east side or Grand Forks and all that, everybody knows about his success with Great Plains Software and other companies and that. But he wasn't very well known out west. Nobody really heard of him other than they know that he's a very wealthy man. But they didn't realize, I think, with having him as his team, it gives a little east-west connection and it gives it a pretty good deal. But if you look at Wayne Spengen, everybody knows him. Very, 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 very well-liked Attorney General. and very level-headed. I mean, you got a bit that busted pick Jim Bolden's wife. God, you guys, I mean, it's really hard. Which one would you pick? I mean, which one do you think would be better for a governor for North Dakota?
Well, I'm going to leave that to the people of North Dakota, but I'll tell you this. I love the way you're thinking, because if every Republican in elected office and every Republican in Bismarck thought that way, life would be a lot better, because you can't believe the amount of squabbling that goes on in races like this, and nitpicking and dirty things that are said behind the scenes, and it's just unbelievable. I mean, you know, Doug and I were chatting the other day when he was off, after he was off the air Monday, and he's like, "Is this how it is? You've covered a lot of campaigns, but I'm paraphrasing, but he's like, why is it so slimy? Why is it so, you know?" And I guess folks on the other side will say, "Well, don't say bad things about us, and like you're doing in those ads, you know." But I don't think people get caught up in a lot of that. I think people are going to take it the way you're taking it. And Chad, that's really good counsel. Really good counsel. It is. I have a few things to say about this election as well, and I want to share those with you. I have a Facebook post up about it, but I'll talk about it as we go. But you're right. All of these candidates are fantastic. We are blessed. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Yeah, I just heard Doug Casey Burgum on the Need to Know Morning Show say that he was happy with the results of the primary, and he got 10% or 15% of the vote. A person that spends over $1 million in advertising and expect only a 10% return, is that how this man is going to turn around the North Dakota budget? By spending that kind of money for that? I mean, come on, give me a break.
All right, caller's talking about this weekend. What is the first thing he said? Doug, what? I didn't catch it.
Well, didn't he use all three names?
Yeah, I just heard Doug Casius Burgum.
Yeah.
Casius Burgum, what's that mean?
What's Burgum's middle name?
I don't know, but that seemed to...
Yeah, I just heard Doug Casius Burgum.
All right. Well, you can check that out. I'm sorry, I didn't understand what he was trying to get at. But
well, I wasn't positive
to his larger point, I think he's talking about, I don't know what he spent, but whatever he spent is being spent about the election that's June 14th. So it wasn't about getting, I mean, Doug Burgum, the day of his announcement, was on this program saying, you know, I should probably not go to the convention because I'm not going to do well there, but I'm going to respect people and go through that process and go there, but I don't expect to win. I haven't been there shaking those folks' hands like Wayne Stengem has. So, you know, I would say conversely to that, Doug Burgum, when he says, hey, this was great, we did good, that's spin, right? You don't go into any contest and want to get, you know, 15%. But your equation that, oh, $1 million, you only got 15%, that was a bad deal, that's, you're flawed. Now, if he gets 15% in June, that's a different story. Because those dollars are investing in June. And by the way, I'm sorry. That's the way it should be. You know what I mean? Why do you not want more people voting? More people deciding? Getting involved in the process? Really, I'm very glad that we have a June primary. I am. I think it's wonderful. More people are getting a chance to kind of sift through these issues, pay attention, and for all the circus going on nationally to have a chance locally, I think it's, you know, fantastic. So I think it's a good thing. But I appreciate the call on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, just trying to decipher it. Sorry, 800-228-0550. Just one quick thing here, and I want to go to our guest about this decision. I mean, first of all, when I heard it, here's what I said. Wow. One word, wow. Now, why? I mean, and nobody predicted this, by the way. I guess wow is it's impossible not to like Brent. It really is. I mean, Brent Stanford is a nice guy. I don't know that anybody would say he's not a nice guy, okay? And also his story. I love the story, right? You grow up in that great town and you leave because you have to make a living and you come back and, you know, UND first and great education and Arizona and great opportunity to set all aside to come back and help build your community. Then you become mayor of that town and then that town goes through a renaissance nobody could predict. And the boom it has and weathered it so well, so well. So really, I mean, Doug Burgum is running with Watford City as a running mate as much as he's running with Brent Stanford. And that's really cool. And look, some eyebrows are going to raise. There'll be some snickers. There'll be some cheers. Some will say, hey, this is a game changer. And it could be. Some will be appalled that someone from outside the political norm was picked. And they won't like it. Personally, I love it. For exactly what I said to the other caller. It represents a, number one, a recognition that there is both an East and a West in North Dakota. And the fact that right alongside...
Outside the political norm, isn't Trump from outside the political norm for that matter?
He is. This is Trump. Like somebody told me that this weekend. I said, I like Doug Burgum. He's Donald Trump without the insults. Oh, no, it was Donald Trump without the baggage. You know, I don't know whether the Burgum ticket would like that or not. But anyway, you know,
I mean, outside the political norm has been known to work. Ask Manny about Jesse Ventura. Or,
no,
you know,
don't
or
tell
anything.
Us about
I mean,
that. No.
Well, so, but you get the point, though. I mean, that's how he got in. Same thing.
We are in
I'm not
Tampa,
saying it worked or didn't work. I'm just saying it works.
We're in Tampa, Florida for the NCAA Frozen Four. Tonight, UND plays the Denver Pioneers at an arena that was on fire last night. I hope it's on fire tonight, but we have word that it was, you know, there were parts of it that were on fire. And our fine sponsors have said, you know what, let's pick some of the greats from the past. And one of them's on the phone right now, the one and only Tony Herkus. Hobie Baker Award winner, a 1987 national champion with the University of North Dakota. Fighting through. Tony, how the heck are you?
Good. Yourself?
It's great to see, great to hear your voice. I got a chance to see you a couple of weeks ago at one of the late games in the season, so I know you've seen this team a lot. And what do you make of the 2016 North Dakota Fighting Sioux?
Well, they're a good team. Like you said, I saw them about a month ago up in Grand Forks against Western Michigan, and they played really well the first night. You know, came out flying and scored a few goals and wrapped up the championship regular season championship. So A little let down in the second game, but they came back and fought hard to win it. And, you know, that's just the team they have this year is they never get down, and they keep fighting and come back and win.
Are they better than the 87 team?
Oh, yeah. They're a good team. I mean, they're you know, it's
wow.
just great seeing North Dakota in the Final Four. And, you know, every year, you know, just wish they could have done a couple titles last few years, but this is a good team, and they have a great chance to win it.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. It sure is. Tell folks what you were doing these days. You're still in the hockey world, right?
Still in the hockey world. Got a job with Tampa Bay Lightning this year with being a professional scout and watching a lot of hockey.
And what kind of a buzz is there about North Dakota hockey? Folks know you as obviously a former Sioux, and they know what's going on now. And the hockey world in general, NHL and otherwise, what do they say about North Dakota?
Well, you know, the buzz is around, and you know, everybody's heard that they have a good team. But, you know, there's a lot of parity in college hockey, and the top four teams that are there are good. And you know, you just have to be on your game that day, and it's up for grabs. But, you know, there's a good buzz about North Dakota. Everybody's heard that they had a good team this year.
What's your favorite memory from that 87 run?
Well, just being with the guys and just winning. And you know, especially after the games, just in the dressing room with everybody. And you know, just everybody's got smiles on their faces. And it was just a good atmosphere. You know, every weekend we usually came out with victories. And we just had a good time.
You keep in touch with a lot of the guys?
A few guys. Well, my daughter went to school up in North Dakota, so she graduated a couple years ago. So the 4 years that she was there, I got to see a lot of guys and a lot of games. And it was exciting seeing everybody again.
You know, it's amazing, and I think the average fan doesn't realize this, but it's a family, right? When you talk about some of your greatest memories not being a goal you scored or a big game or anything that happened on the ice, that was great. Obviously, it was part of it, but more fun is the lifelong friendships that emerge out of a camaraderie there, isn't it?
It is. We had, like I said, we had a close team. We enjoyed playing volleyball in guys' yards. We always had playing flag football before the season. You know, just always being together and just enjoying those moments together. It was, like I said, everybody got along and we're really friends, lifelong friends now.
That's awesome. Tony, good to talk to you. All the best to you and in your career with Tampa Bay, and great to catch up with you as well again. Take care.
Yeah, it was great talking to you guys.
Tony Harkus from the 1987 National Championship team. That was my introduction to the first championship. Moved to Grand Forks in 84, and 4 years, you know, 3 years later, wham. Gotta love it. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at Petroserve USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at Petroserve USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of Petroserve USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a Petroserve USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Todd, can you and Manny converse off air, and maybe we have stand up and cheer, which Phil Parker from the PMS Morning Show used this morning as a little bit of our theme music, our bumper music for the rest of the way. You up for that? Can you handle that? Can you do that on the fly? Are you down, as my kids would say?
Down with that?
Yeah. Remember the first time one of the kids said, I'm down with that. I'm like, what? Did you speak English? No, I'm down with that. We're brought to you today in part by our friends of the Northwest Landowners Association. If you're a landowner in North Dakota, simple is this. You should be a member of the Northwest Landowners Association. That's the bottom line. That's right. And they are doing some amazing things right now. The cost is pennies. The benefit is huge. And you know what? These folks get you a seat at the table. There you go. Now you're talking. Yeah, save it for our next guest here. Just a moment. But you found it. That's beautiful.
Just letting you know.
All right. If you own land in North Dakota, help them help you by joining Northwest Landowners Association, nwlandowners.com. We're coming to you live and direct from the Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 studio, Tampa Hilton, downtown Tampa. Vince Webker's with me, and Vince tells me by the end of the show the hot tub will emerge from the middle here. What model did you pick, by the way?
Grandy.
That's the biggest you can do.
That's right.
That's the best of the best, right? I mean, they don't get any better than that.
Go big or go home.
All right, so hang tight for that. Bob Joyce is going to join us from the 97 National Championship team, and I'd like you to ask him a question. Will you do that?
Yes.
All right, but first a caller, and we'll get to as many calls as we can in, either for the players that we're chatting with or on other topics today. So just call the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. And John Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hello, am I on the air?
You are, John. What's on your mind?
Okay. One of the things I mentioned as I observed at the Republican convention was that it had its low side and its high side. There was one fellow had a heart attack, and this really impressed me is that the people said the Our Father there twice for him, and they had another minister get up there and also pray for him in the name of Jesus. That's very impressive on the part that the whole delegation prayed the Our Father. All the delegates did. And I have never seen this in any type of situation where it's so voluntarily and so natural.
You're so right, John. You couldn't be more right. It was a phenomenal moment. To me, and I said it on the air Monday, it was the story of the convention. That was a miracle. That man was dead. And obviously he's fighting for his life still and going through challenges, no doubt, that will remain as a result of his condition that day. But the fact that, you know, everybody stopped, and Governor Dalrymple, before things began again, said, again, moment of silence, take a moment just to think about this family and what they're going through right now. So that was a high point. It was probably the point of the whole convention, especially when 2 hours later we heard he was stabilized and, fighting. So it was the father-in-law of Josh Gallion, We had Josh on Monday just to talk all about Josh as a candidate for auditor in the November ballot in North Dakota. What was the low point in your mind then, John?
Heart attack. Of course,
oh,
you don't want
point.
That to happen
yeah.
to anybody.
No, that's a good point. So good came out of bad. Great point, John. Appreciate that very much. Call again. And let's see. Texas said, Scott, I think that previous caller was comparing Burgum to Kasich. Maybe because they're both known as the rhinos.
Well, there you go.
All right. So that might have been it. Yeah, I didn't hear Kasich, but it might have been.
I've not been able to find a middle name, but a middle initial of J, so that doesn't really jive.
I've heard that term used for you know, both Doug Burgum and Wayne Stanchup. So I think again, just got to narrow down to okay, what do they say? What have they done? What are they going to do? Right, and then you decide. You decide. Now I think the rhino side fiscally, I wouldn't put on really either one of these guys. Right? I don't know. I guess Wayne has a harder time making the case of what his fiscal, but he can say, hey, I'm going to support this board. In fact, he said it. He told us before that he would run things as they've been run. Okay? So we got that. And, when you're in business, my gosh, go back to the opening address from Doug Burgum when he talked about having to compete against free. So anyway, just, you know what? I really want people just to not name call or, you know, throw things around. Just, you know, unpack it for yourself and don't quickly say, boo. You know, let's go there. Okay, so as I mentioned, we are blessed to have all kinds of great guests today on the program talking about what could be the 8th national championship for the University of North Dakota. And our fine sponsors have said, you know what? We'd like to chat with some champions from past national championship teams. Jeff Olson over at Credit Union Association said, how about Tony Herkus? Okay, perfect. Thunder Seed had, how about Bobby Joyce? All right, well, two for two, because the one and only Bob Joyce is on our newsmaker line right now, member of the 1987 national championship Fighting Sioux hockey team. Bobby, how are you?
Good, Scott. How are you, bud?
Long time no talk, but good to hear your voice and catch up with you. And I understand you're in Florida right now yourself.
Yeah, I'm actually over in Daytona. I work at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, and so I'm just across the state.
Well, that's awesome. You picked a little warmer climate than your Canadian home, right?
Yeah, that's right. My career took a winding path. I ended up in Orlando. I met my wife there, and I've got a couple kids, and it's been my home, yeah, for really the last 20 years, I guess.
That's awesome. So you're flying for a living, or you're teaching kids to fly, or both?
Both. I've done both. Right now, my job, I kind of head up the flight instructor quality assurance program here for Embry-Riddle's flight department, and I work with flight instructors just helping them be better coaches. So really what I do is coach for a living. It's just a different game.
So how much of you has been just pumping your fist hoping the North Dakota gets to Tampa, Florida for a national championship again? I bet you've been watching this year pretty close knowing that the NCAA was right here, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I was up in Pensacola over the Easter weekend visiting my sister-in-law, and we had to put everything on hold for a couple of games that week for the regionals. So, yeah, it was fun to watch them, and I don't get a whole lot, don't get to see a whole lot down here. So, hopefully I'll get over there on Saturday to watch them win the championship.
Yeah, it should be fantastic. There are watch parties in every corner of the United States tonight, so there'll be a lot of folks in your position that can't be in the arena tonight, but watching Fighting Sioux and UND alum from all over. So that's really, really fun what's going on. They expect about 6,000 fans should be here. Vince Webber's here, my friend and a sponsor of the program today, and a great UND fan. What's your question for Bobby, Vince?
Well, since about 11 days now, we've been Denver. Being a hockey guy, Bobby, I gotta ask. We beat them twice in Grand Forks, they beat us twice in Denver, and we tied at the Frozen Four. So who does it favor in a game like this tonight, if anybody?
Well, I think, of course, where my allegiance is going to be with North Dakota. But I think when you go into a game like that, you rely on what got you there. And when I watched all the games last weekend, it looks like a real team effort. Their scorers scored when they needed to. And every now and then, someone's got to contribute something else, and that young kid Simonson scored in one of the games. And Brad has got that team really firing on all cylinders. And what's similar to our team back in 87 is everyone has a role to play, and they play it perfectly night in and night out, and that's really what it takes. You know, the scorers, you know, tend to get a little more of the ink, I guess, but it's these guys that come in and night out and don't get a lot of recognition that are really, really make the difference when it comes to big games like this.
Awesome. So we're going with UND.
Of course.
You know, but it's a little scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You know, when you're playing that often, and then you're like this, Bob. Imagine in the 87 in Detroit, if Michigan we beat, right? I'm trying to remember.
We beat Harvard in the semifinal game and Michigan State in the final.
Oh, Michigan State, yeah. So Michigan State, the win in 87. Imagine it though, you're downtown Detroit and you're in the same hotel as the Michigan State players.
Yeah.
Or the Harvard players, or what? I mean, so they have Denver and North Dakota here in the same hotel, and the guys are like having to walk the same hallways, like back and forth. You know, they wouldn't do that in the pros, I don't think. It could be a little tough.
Well, depends what level of the pros you're in, actually. but yeah, it is tough. But you know, these guys are so focused, and you know, I thought back to when we won in '87, and you kind of forget after playing pro, you're used to a 7-game series, and you know, you can afford to have a bad game. Whereas these guys, you know, night in and night out, they've got to get the job done. And, you know, maybe not having success in the league championship Final Four bodes well for UND tonight. You know, you get one out of the way and now get on and win the big one, you know.
Does it help the fact that we've been in three straight Frozen Fours?
Definitely. I think what really helps, and I was in a meeting yesterday at work here, and someone asked me about the championship team that I played on. And I said, you know, not only those three Frozen Fours, but the tradition that UND hockey has had, you put that jersey on, you expect to win. You know, I'm kind of inundated with college football here in Florida, and it's sort of like the Gators here in Central Florida within Gainesville. If they don't win the national championship, it's kind of a lost season. And that's how UND is. You put that jersey on, you just expect to perform. And that's really the situation you want to be in, to have a high level of expectation night in and night out. And these guys are used to that. They put that jersey on, and they're going to go for it. So,
what is your greatest memory? What is your greatest takeaway from your time at UND?
Winning that, well, you know, obviously it's the friends and the people I got to know, including yourself, Scott. You know, we spent a lot of time together over the years, and those are the great memories that I have. But from a sports perspective, it's obviously winning the national championship. You know, people that, and it includes everyone like yourself, Scott, and everyone that was involved in that team and helping in whatever way, shape, or form, from, you know, the fans right through to you know, Tony Herkus and Eddie Belfour. Everyone contributed, and that's what's really special, because you set a goal at the start of the season, and to see it come to fruition, it's really, and you get to appreciate it the older you get, too, that opportunity.
And it's hard. It is hard, right? I mean, there's been a lot of great teams at UND and other hockey NCAA Division I programs over the years, and they don't all get a ring, national championship title. So when it happens, pretty darn special. Bob, great catching up with you, and all the best. You hope we see you on Saturday, and you can watch the number 8 happen.
Right on. I look forward to it. All right, go UND. I almost said the wrong word.
No, you can say go Sioux, actually, because we determined that anybody that was on a Sioux team still has the right to say Sioux.
Oh, okay.
That's how we got
we'll support them. We're going to support the green and white either way.
Yeah, exactly right. Talk to you later. Thanks, Bob. Good catching up with you.
Thanks, Scott. Take care, guys.
You bet. All right, take a short break. All right, we'll come back to 90. So we'll go a decade ahead to 97 and a North Dakota member. In other words, a resident of North Dakota. North Dakota won a national championship ring. That was Mitch Big from Bismarck. As we continue live from Tampa on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
First
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our group, our network of buyers, and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Vince, are you having fun? Having fun here?
Yeah, I am. It's a good way to kill some time before the puck drops tonight.
Well, it's like a forever wait.
It is. I'm nervous.
8 o'clock local game. You're nervous.
Yeah.
You're a major, major fan here.
Yes.
I'm not nervous. I'm calm. And when I say that, people go, oh, no, don't say that. Don't say that, because I just feel good about this team. People get mad when you say that. And I think it's because we felt good about previous teams that have been to the NCAA Frozen Four.
Right.
But I feel good. Really good.
I'm glad you feel good.
New dynamic, Bradbury.
That's right.
I mean, I don't mean that as though Dave Haxall is bad. I'm just saying it's different. Both dear friends of mine, right? I mean, so like saying, which is your favorite kid? So I'm saying that at all. I just say it's a different dynamic. You have a new coach and kind of fresh, you know, approach to things. And the team is, I mean, it's just, they're just stacked. They're just loaded up. And look how young they are, you know. I tell you the only thing I worry about is how many they're going to lose.
Right.
You know, and what will be depleted to the pros. I think that's a legitimate worry, but that's a worry for another day. Right now, let's just savor the moment. Take it all in. Relive some University of North Dakota days gone by. including the 1997 National Championship team, which we're going to do with Mitch Feig in just a moment. Stay tuned for that. There you go. Stand up and cheer. That's what we're going to do. And we'll thank our fine sponsors, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 Studios are in Tampa here. Icon Architects, community-inspired, value-driven, client-focused, Thunder Seed, first in the field. Advanced Business Methods, a leader in office equipment solutions in North Dakota and Northwest Minnesota since 1971. As an employee-owned company, they'd love to serve you. Visit their website at abmnow.com, abmnow.com. And let's see here. Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, helping credit unions succeed. Pro Rehab. Online at ProRehabFargo.com. Exceptional therapy, specialized technology, accelerated healing. Army's West Sports Bar in Dickinson, great place to watch UND hockey. Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, and many more, we thank. Mitch Feig is here from the 1997 National Championship team. Hello, Mitch. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are you?
Good to hear your voice. What's going on?
Not much, unfortunately. I'm still up north and not enjoying the nice weather and getting ready for the game down in Tampa, but we'll sure be watching it from Bismarck tonight.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I always try to downplay it. You know, it seems like recently the North Dakota's been there and try to downplay it a little bit, but you always get a little bit of jitters and a little bit of anxiety, I guess, when the time comes at of game day, and you're always, of course, having been there, hope the best for the kids that are going to go out there and compete.
See, I guess, Vince, you're not alone.
No.
Exactly right. Yeah. Everybody's a little on edge today. I actually today started letting myself get excited. It just feels fun. When you start seeing all the fans roll in and all the gear, and then you see the banners, and then you see the arena, and you know, you just get fired up. What do you remember most about '97?
Boy, I remember a little bit about the process. Of course, now we have all the social media and stuff. So on my Facebook feed yesterday, this new Facebook Live, it shows the North Dakota taking the ice for their practice yesterday, and of course you remember all those memories of getting out there at the Bradley Center in Milwaukee is where we were at, but getting on the ice and practicing and, you know, doing the media stuff and all that, and it, just kind of the whole process that I remember, and you know, after that, after we ended up beating Boston University and the flight back to Grand Forks, I believe it was the Saturday before Easter, it was kind of all a blur after that, I just remember being with the guys and you know, those teammates nowadays, you don't talk to them for 2, 3, 4 years, but you get together or talk to them on the phone, and it's like you just pick up right where you left off. It's like you were never apart. So it was a good time.
That is funny. You know, I had the great blessing of being an announcer in the arena for about 18 years. And so you meet a lot of the players, you know their families, you see the people they meet and marry and their kids and everything else. And it's the same thing. I mean, you cannot talk to somebody for 5 years and you pick up and boom, you're just like right there. And just like it's really an amazing thing. And I think hockey has that in a special way. You know, 97, that team was a little different than the North Dakota teams of late too, right? Because North Dakota's just expected to be here, usually start the season ranked number one and just such a perennial favorite. But 97 was like the, okay, we're back after a 10-year drought, and really wasn't expected, was it?
No, it wasn't. And that, you know, I listened to you a little bit earlier talking to the 87 guys. It was great to hear from them. Of course, I was about my boy's age when those guys were winning one, and I remember very vividly watching them as well. And of course, that was an awesome team. But yeah, 97 was a little bit different. We had a large group of sophomores, you know, some upperclassmen. We had a few in our class as juniors, and of course, a few seniors. I believe we had just gone two seasons, the first two seasons of Coach Blaze's coaching career at exactly 500. So, you know, we were picked probably in the bottom half of the WCHA that year and weren't really picked by anyone to make a lot of noise. And, you know, all of a sudden we just got hot about halfway through the year and we started stringing some wins together and went out to Denver the last weekend of the regular season and got our butts kicked, got swept out in Denver, and you know, the rest is history. I think we won 7 games in a row after that and went on to win the national championship.
Yeah, Dean Blaze, of course, had just electrified things that took off from there. It was pretty darn incredible. Mitch, great catching up with you. Wish you were here, but we'll see you another time. Bismarck native, Mitch Vig, member of that 1997 National Championship team. Take care, sir.
Thanks, Scott. Have fun.
Big game tonight, folks. More about it coming up next hour. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April machinery auctions feature numerous tractors, including a 2013 Cat MT865C Challenger, a John Deere 9520 four-wheel drive, and the following combines: a 2014 Gleaner S88 Super Series, only 650 hours, a 2012 S680 Combine, only 638 hours, and numerous tractors, headers, tillage equipment, and an excellent lineup of semi-trucks, grain trucks, and trailers. For detailed information, log on to Pfeiffer's.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.